Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for downloading this. And as always, this is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. Do support them. Give it a click. And let's talk a little bit about the fall and decline of modern Western civilization by first looking at what happened in ancient Western civilization. Now, there's a clip here from Elon Musk I want to play you because he's very clear on the fact that if we don't have enough humans and replace ourselves, then there won't be humanity. Listen to Elon, because he's absolutely right in what he's about to say. Heads up.
I'd say, in fact, one of the things that is overlooked by probably most historians is the role of low birth rate in the decline of civilizations. So around 50 BC, Rome passed a bill to give a bonus to any Roman citizen that would have a third child. So this was a birth rate was a problem in Rome in 50 BC. The Romans weren't making Romans. The same is true of ancient Greece. There was a time from about 800 BC to 300-ish BC where the Greeks had a lot of kids and a lot of surviving kids. Like, the birth rate far exceeded the death rate, which is why you had Greek cities popping up all over the Mediterranean. But it seems to be that prosperity destroys the birth rate. So when a civilization feels like it has no meaningful external threat and is very prosperous, that is what causes the birth rate to plummet. Somewhat counterintuitively, you think, well, if you've got more resources, surely that would lead to more kids. In fact, it is the opposite. The more prosperous a civilization, and the more a civilization feels that it does not need to defend against external threats, the lower the birth rate.
I'd say.
So there you go. I completely agree with everything that he just said. And if you want to take it into modern context, if you look at the current, he talked about ancient Rome. If you look at the current Italian birth rate, it's 1.14. So it's 50% below replacement level. And the only reason that's bolstered, and this is true of most of the Western countries, is of the immigrant birth rate, which is way above replacement level. So, in other words, the only reason that Western countries are not in complete chaos is because immigrants, mostly from the third world, have come in, they're having big families, and that is making the birth rate seem more than it actually is. So, you know, when people talk, oh, the British birth rate, yeah, it's really good. Well, let's look to see what do we think the UK birth rate is. So let's just check it up, and we can see, yeah, like it's crap, really. The UK birth rate is 1.56 births per woman. That's what it is. Horrendous. So that is clearly below replacement level. However, because of the massive immigration we're getting, then the overall UK population grows. But it's not because British women and men together are having more family, bigger families. No. It's because of immigration. And this is true of Italy, it's true of France, it's true of Germany, it's true across the West. In the States, interestingly, the birth rate is 2.1%. So that's it may be in and around that, 2.1%. So that you need to be 2.1% as replacement level. But again, there's millions of migrants coming across the US southern border, and they're having families as well. So in every case, what Elon Musk is saying is true. And it's quite a paradox. The more affluent and more prosperous a society becomes, the less capable it becomes in actually dealing with the fundamental thing that ensures its survival. Namely, it has to replace its population. With prosperity, we stop replacing our populations, and therefore the civilization withers and dies. We know what happened to the ancient Romans. We know what happened to the ancient Greece, and it's happening us. It's happening us right now. When we talk about living in the last days of Rome, there's a demographic argument to be addressed here. That's the one I'm putting forward. But namely, the West has decided, because we're so wealthy and because we want to have our Netflix and our, you know, our iPhones and our 2.5 cars in the garage and all the rest of the stuff, we can't therefore afford to have you know, at least two children each. And therefore, the population starts to fall. Population starts to fall, then there will be problems. As the ancient Greeks found out, the ancient Romans found out, and every civilization has found out. Japan is in particular demographic decline, again, because they're not replacing each other. And it's slightly more complicated than even Elon says, because there have been, for example, Eastern European countries like Poland, who have incentivized, and Hungary, I think, who have incentivized people, you know, to get married on the basis that that means they would have more family. But then turns out that's not the case. And even given cash incentives to have more kids isn't making the birth rate rise as much as you would expect. So it's a very strange phase we're living in. Fundamentally, we are not replacing ourselves. And the consequence of that is going to be measured in the decades, that maybe the century that lies ahead. But fundamentally, I think the West is in free fall. It just doesn't seem to know it. Thanks for listening.